Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
All right, thank you very much. I had no idea this was coming down the pike. They don't announce this, so you don't know when it's happening. And this morning at about 9 o'clock, I look at computer and I see that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations have dropped, a staple on this program for oh so many years. And to just kind of let you know how you get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and once again, do not mind the name.
You have to rock, right?
You do not, nor do you have to roll. You just have to kind of be good at music. And artists, first timers, artists must have released their first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the nomination year. So you need a body of work, if that makes sense. And then they're chosen on influence, innovation, depth of career, and excellence. With about 1,500 people voting on it. Now, last year, there were several people that made the list that did not get in that are back on the list this year. We don't worry about them.
Well, I want to hear who they are.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, but we're only going to play.
Yeah, we're not going to focus on them.
No focus on them. Right. But the folks that are back on the ballot that were once on there before, the Black Crowes, Mariah Carey.
I want Dave to be able to give raspberries to any and all that he sees fit.
Billy Idol, Iron Maiden,
okay,
Joy Division, New Order,
yeah,
Oasis,
okay, sure, yeah,
Sade, I never know how to pronounce her name.
Sade.
Good sex music, so yeah.
Yeah. So those are the seven that are on the ballot this year that have been nominated before.
Of those, Maiden are the most deserving and should be in.
Yeah, from what I've read, people say that...
How they are not already is ridiculous.
Well, they're kind of biased against that music, I think. I think for the longest time...
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is biased against heavy metal.
They are.
The most rock and roll of the genres.
They are, though. They always have been. It's weird.
Yes.
Thank you, Lando. Okay. So, now, without further ado, the first-time nominees, the things that we like to focus on. How in Hades has this guy not been nominated until now?
Oh. Yeah. Billy Ocean?
Do you not know who this is?
Dave, She's an Easy Lover.
Come on, Dave.
She's like no other.
Tell me when you hear the voice.
Oh, it's Phil Collins.
Yes.
But who did he do this song with?
Philip Bailey.
Philip Bailey. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Or Philip Bailey, sorry.
Billy Ocean. Yeah, so Phil Collins, who is already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the band Genesis, who you could make the argument was, like, where does he rank in the 80s of...
Now, don't try to change it.
Of best-selling, most popular artists. Top 10 at 5, at least.
I would say for sure top 10.
And I have a love-hate relationship with him, because this song kind of beats me.
What?
Take that back.
I know, dude.
Come on.
I just heard it so many times.
That's on you.
And I really like...
He can't help it that it's become a meme.
I know, and I love the drum solo and In the Air Tonight and all that.
What about Mike Tyson's views on the song?
The Hangover made it great. There's no doubt it brought it back. The thing about Phil Collins that makes me crazy outside of his cheese head are this song, which is from the movie Against All Odds. The song is called Against All Odds.
This is a
now see,
cheese grater.
Yes, now see, this is a song that should beat you, not the other one.
I know. And the amount of awkward seventh grade dances.
This reminds you of your romance.
Oh, yeah. It's a beatdown of a song. But anyway, Phil Collins absolutely belongs.
Yeah.
Do we not disagree?
If he's not a first ballot Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, then what are we even
doing? How has he not been nominated before?
Well, I mean, I guess they're like, he's in there with Genesis. We can wait.
Yeah, just wait him out. And he collects all that Alamo stuff. He's the biggest Alamo memorabilia collector on the planet.
And he's been having a very hard time health-wise.
And so he only dates Asians.
They probably need to get him in before too long.
Just want to throw that in there.
Okay.
All right. Nominee number... By the way, there are 10 new nominees. Nominee number 2, Dave. Now, this is controversial.
Jeff Buckley?
Very.
Because he only put out one record before he drowned in the Mississippi River?
Jeff Buckley. You know this song, Bob?
I know the Jeff Buckley story, but I...
You need to watch the documentary on HBO. I saw it in the theater with my
What's
daughter.
It called? I feel like I did, but it's been a bit.
Well, it just came out.
Just came out.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, then,
yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, then I didn't see this one.
So Jeff Buckley is a late 80s, early 90s... I don't know what to describe him as.
He was a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
In a corner for Florida State.
No.
It's Never Over is the name of the documentary.
So this is the
it's
last
Never
Goodbye.
Over on HBO.
Okay.
This was his biggest hit. And...
I mean, he never really had a hit while he was alive.
No.
But he's had a huge resurgence thanks to TikTok, really.
Yeah, but it's one album. One.
Yeah, he died while he was recording his second album.
Now, I'm sorry, despite the fact that you died, I just don't believe one album gets you in.
Snake.
Right? It's just what...
But it is the best way to become a legend.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
I think he transcends being a one-and-done singer.
I mean, and you also have to take into consideration popularity, and 99% of people on the planet don't know who he is.
Yeah, but when you watch the documentary, the amount of highly respected musicians...
Oh, they love it.
...that are like, this guy was the voice of a generation, and it was just snatched from us too soon.
Yeah. His album Grace was the only one. He was in the middle of making a second one. And like Dave said, he had a gig in Mississippi and...
He was living in Memphis.
Oh, okay.
He was renting a house and they covered this in the whole documentary, but he was renting a house in Memphis. He was recording on a four track, putting together demos for his band. His band was about to meet him in Memphis and they were going to start recording full sessions for his second album, and he was walking home with his buddy, like his recording engineer, and just
jumped in the Mississippi.
He just spontaneously, like fully clothed, was like, I just want to jump in the river. And then he got pulled into the undertow by a passing
tugboat,
and then he never resurfaced, and they found him like 3 days later.
So, yeah, I don't know if he ever gets in, but it's cool that he got nominated. All right, speaking of one album, nominee number 3. Again, from the concept of, or context of, body of work, big body of work, but she was a monster when this album came out.
In.
Yo.
My men and my women, don't forget about the day.
The great Lauryn Hill.
It's been 3 weeks since you've been looking for your friend.
Maybe my favorite video of...
She's so great.
What year was the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill?
1989, right?
Not 89, Dan.
I think it was 99.
Yeah, I think you're right. 98 or 99, one of those two.
This was one of the coolest videos ever. Lauryn Hill put out one album, and it won every award at the Grammys. Unlike Jeff Buckley, he didn't win any awards. Lauryn Hill won everything that year at the Grammys, and then that's it. And shut it off. Now, she was in the Fugees, of course.
Yeah, and I would say that's 75% of her case is the Fugees.
But is she already in with the Fugees? Or are the Fugees in?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know anything about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but Lauryn Hill, because of Fugees plus Lauryn
Hill.
Well,
they separate those things. She's not.
They don't.
Like Genesis.
Like Phil Collins
no.
is not.
No, Phil Collins is in his Genesis.
Wow.
This is completely separate. This is her individual work.
That's like.
Like George Harrison could go in as George Harrison, but he doesn't belong as like. You can't just say, oh, he's a Beatle. No, no, that's not how it works.
According to AI, that her nomination is for her solo work and as a member of the Fugees.
Okay, that's not the way they usually do it, because you can go in as a band, and then you can go in as an individual. And there's Eric Clapton's done that with Cream, and as an individual, there've been George Harrison has done that with the Beatles. They all the Beatles did.
Yeah, but I mean, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame makes their own rules as they go.
Probably so. But whatever the case, I think she gets in because this one album was so ginormous at the time. Real quick, let's get to nominee number four. And oh, God.
Come to my window. Crawl inside.
Oh, man.
Did you get the slow version, or is this like, do they pick it up here? Okay, yeah. Melissa Etheridge.
She'll get the lesbian vote.
Jeez. I feel like Melissa Etheridge had those two huge songs. One, Come to My Window. And then, I'm the Only One. Right? Those were,
yeah.
Huge songs.
That's the remix.
Play I'm the Only One real quick before we go to break.
And Cool the Engines.
And Cool the Engines, of course. So these two were mainstays on MTV. They were massive radio hits on multiple platforms, too. I want to say Melissa Etheridge was even, like, they threw her in the country category. But she was also on the indie rock stations. She was on modern rock. She was huge. But what has she done after that?
Had David Crosby's Baby.
Does that count? All right, well, we'll see.
I think her partner carried the baby. She didn't actually have David Crosby up in her.
No. Thank you, Ilya. All right. I don't think
carry this over.
I don't think she gets in. But let's get to the rest of the batch in 3 minutes as we continue down the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations for 2026 next. All right. We're in the middle of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations for 2026. There were 10 new nominees, one of them being Phil Collins. And we talked about whether or not Phil Collins, first-time nominee, where he ranked as far as biggest acts of the 1980s. He was the third highest selling act of the 80s behind Michael Jackson and Madonna.
That makes sense.
And a list that included Prince and Bruce Springsteen and Queen and AC/DC. He was above all of them. That guy belongs. So I think we agree that Phil Collins is going to get in. This is not who we want to get in, all right? This is who we think will get in. Phil Collins will get in. Jeff Buckley was on there. I don't think he's going to make it. Lauryn Hill nominated. I think she gets in, but not the first time because of the one album thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'll get in at some point. Then Melissa Etheridge. I really don't know what to think about her other than I hope not, but
I hope not.
Yeah. All right. Number five, speaking of 80s, Such bad production.
Gosh.
Donovan, that's right. All of your dreams have come true.
Cool it now.
Oh, watch out. As
you
new,
gotta fall in love.
New Edition has been nominated.
That's good. He just saw them at the AAC.
I know.
Man.
Are they big enough?
Yes.
Okay, but you have to ask the question again. There was a time and place. But then it went away quickly. They all became men.
Yeah, well, I mean, do they include their post-New Edition careers?
I think if you're our age, though, and the late 80s, you had the New Edition album Heartbreak, right as Bobby Brown was blowing up, both with them and without them.
So that was a big album compared to their other ones?
Well, I mean, certainly Donovan could speak more of the early 80s stuff from them.
I thought that Cool It Now and Mr. Telephone Man were like the biggest things they ever did by a mile.
Well, what I'm saying is the Heartbreak album was in the vicinity when Bobby Brown was doing My Prerogative.
And started dating Whitney Houston.
Which made it all bigger at the same time.
No doubt.
And I cared more because then I was in high school and I had some money to buy CDs, which I definitely bought both Bobby Brown and New Edition that year. There's no question.
All right. I don't know if they're going to get in, especially as first-time nominees. It may take them a little bit to keep swinging, but they're in the conversation now. Okay, let's get to this lady, George. Not Lady George, but Lady, George. We had Donovan happy, and now Dunham is happy. Oh, what? Sorry, Pam? Pink.
How it all turned to lies.
Not only is Pink nominated, her first record came out in 2000.
Right on the button.
On the nose. She is the only one from that year to be thrown into this pile. And so that is a really good sign that she's going to get fast-tracked into this thing.
What has she done, though? Really?
Pink. It's not my jam, I agree, but I mean, hadn't she had like 20 pop hits?
Prove it.
Did she play the Super Bowl?
Like halftime?
No, Bob, the third quarter.
Well, no, there's several ways to... What's with the attitude here? What is this? She's never played Super Bowl halftime.
I don't know.
It's very possible she did some pregame anthem stuff.
Super Bowl national anthem in 2018.
Is there other ways to play a Super Bowl? I'm not sure. Yeah, she played left guard, idiot.
And a surprise as the Patriots have brought in Pink as their weak side linebacker. Although she is kind of husky.
Yeah, her latter...
Husky.
Her latter bit was doing the silks, like she would do Cirque du Soleil crap during her shows.
Yeah. Look, it's not my jam, but people love Pink. Right? Am I wrong?
I sure do.
All right, idiot. All right, so to pair up with Pink.
Oh, yeah.
Here is another act that I'm not really familiar with, but she definitely played the Super Bowl. Because I remember. She had a booty. As Shakira. Were people not freaking out when she ran out there and not singing English and all that? And... Go America.
When you're super hot, we make an exception.
She is hot. Who was she married to, Bob? The soccer player?
Yeah, Real Madrid's own.
They got divorced.
Which
because
one was he?
He had affairs with many, many people.
Yeah, he
was.
It was their big center back, right?
I believe so. So, Shakira, again, not my jam, but, I mean, she's been
PK.
In... Who?
PK. He was actually his Barcelona, but for Spain.
P-I-Q-U-E?
Yes, okay. Not PK, like
Subban.
Kick, no.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, Dave, do you have an opinion on Shakira?
I mean, the guys who are mad about New Edition, no doubt are mad about Shakira.
Yeah.
And how this is, Corby is so flippant about not, New Edition, yeah, but not, then he's saying, well, Pink, I mean, probably, right?
It's not rock and roll. I don't know.
Well, I'm not worried about the rock and roll label. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, I mean, I guess Pink has done more than Shakira.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, again, if this is a global thing...
I guess.
Yeah. Shakira's kicked ass. All right. Let's move back in time a little bit to the 1980s and see if these dear friends of ours can make it as first-time nominees, really?
I mean, you have the dead singer aspect.
See... This is a no-brainer for me.
Well,
I think they belong.
I do too. We all like NXS, and so we're going to be very biased on this.
But I have the Fugees in. You know, I mean.
Well, it's not the Fugees. It's Lauryn Hill.
Okay, I have Lauryn Hill in.
See, I had a contrarian relationship with NXS
back
in the day. Yeah, I just because Michael Hutchence was so pretty.
I didn't like him.
I dismissed them.
God, their stuff with him is so great.
In retrospect, they're a tremendous band, and they need to be in.
Yeah, I was not that into them, but I love this song, and I love Original Sin here.
Can I say something corny?
Go on.
I feel bad I never saw them live. Like, that's one of my great regrets.
I wonder when the last show they played.
He died before I could see them.
Was it early 90s? He died in what, 94, 5?
That sounds right. But man, from Kick to X to Live Baby Live, that whole period of time, so great. So great.
Yeah, and they had hit after hit after hit after hit.
I'll still roll some NXS out when you're not ready for it.
I mean, MTV and... radio hits just left and right. I think that they should be in, but again, I may be just biased by when I grew up and
see. And I thought
his
hotness
consuming.
Was a feature, not a bug, Dave.
Yeah, why?
Why do you feel threatened by NXS?
I was threatened.
Like you were going to be some sort of star, like pop
no,
star.
No, I thought they were more disposable because of him. But I was wrong.
He had a pretty kick-ass voice.
Yeah.
And he was really into pulleys and levers and lemon wedges
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, he got bored, but...
Yeah, he was so hot that nothing on this world could satisfy him.
Except himself.
Yeah.
Don't you think the album Kick is...
What does Kick have on it?
It has Devil Inside.
Yeah.
It has Never Tear Us Apart.
No.
It has New Sensation.
Yeah.
It has Need You Tonight. I mean,
was that their last record?
So good.
No. There was the one with Suicide Blonde.
Yeah, which is, that's X.
Okay.
But Kick was a banger.
Yeah, that was their hit maker for sure. Okay. Now we'll move on to this. And I have so little reference when it comes to this guy, but go ahead. I thought some
time alone. Is this Donnie?
Yes.
Matter of fact, I'm just going to let, not you guys, because you know who it is, but would anyone like to guess who this is?
It's Donovan Lewis.
I thought it was the end. of a beautiful story. All right, play the next one. See if they recognize.
Is this Carl Lewis?
Carl Lewis. Donovan's getting really mad right now because you guys are so stupid. And so racist, too, because all you like is white Australian bands.
I had New Edition in.
Always fall back on that.
And Lauryn Hill.
This
I got,
is
I got you, Don.
This is Luther Vandross.
Okay, okay. I'm out.
Yeah.
Check, please.
I mean, he's a legend, so I guess.
Yeah, is he dead? Is he dead and stuff?
Well, he's absolutely dead.
Why do you say that?
He's absolutely dead.
Absolutely dead.
Breaking news. Dead July 1st, 2005.
Oh, yes, man. He's so dead.
Well, it's only... But DJ, please send the widow a ham. She may not even know yet.
He's so dead.
Oh, God, he did this song with Mariah Carey. He did the Endless Love remake. Who did this originally? Joe Cocker and that other chick? It's from Officer and a Gentleman, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
The original. Or no, wait, it was from the movie Endless Love.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Officer and a Gentleman.
I can't think of two worse people to put in a duet together.
Oh, God.
Because they're sharing a cheesecake.
What a beating. All right, so I guess he's out. You guys voted him out.
I mean...
You had multiple guns pointed at your head, Bob.
Well, don't do a duet with Mariah Carey if you want me to stay engaged.
And, finally, our 10th and final nominee. Go on. No fans clusty, pulling up gas, double barrel. Flew off the burner, kind of dusty. Back home test, bring it to them proper. These guys are for the children. I thought Wu-Tang was in already.
What?
I thought that they were in. What did I do wrong?
They all are.
Whoa.
I thought
everything's fine.
Wu-Tang was already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, dude, from a sheer point of...
But Gene Simmons is not going to like this.
Yeah, I know he's not. He's not going to like Lauryn Hill either, or Luther Vandross, or Melissa Etheridge, or Shakira. He's not going to like any of this. But as far as influence goes, I mean, dude.
Yeah.
That has to matter so heavily when it comes to Wu-Tang.
Very much so.
But I mean, how many full albums did they have?
I don't know. Let me catch. You ready? Let me bone. I'll tell you what they did like. They like to say the S word and the F word and the N word a lot. They were big into that. All right, so
shout out ODB.
I think Phil Collins. If we're going to talk about first timers, I think Phil Collins is a shoe-in. I think he gets in. And then, out of the other nine, man, I think it's a toss-up. I don't know what to think of those other bands or acts.
I would like to tell you I know the line for how the voting works, but since I don't, I will say you got to put Lauryn Hill and NXS in, and otherwise... You guys do.
You wouldn't
you
put Phil Collins in?
No, no, for sure. I thought that was
okay,
a given.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Also,
okay.
Shakira.
You think Shakira belongs?
Yeah.
All right.
And I think New Edition, but I don't know how many they'll put in 1 year.
I know. Probably 4 of the 10 will make
there
it.
There honestly is no predicting what they will do.
No. Probably 4 and then 3 yeah, they, or so they do, from the other acts.
You know, they do the public voting, but the public voting accounts for like 1% of the actual vote.
Right.
So
right.
There's yeah. no telling what they will do.
No. All right. There you go.